You know, when it comes to riffing on recipes, many of us are comfortable changing up the savory ones without much worry, but baking? Well, that's a whole other story. However, there is a relatively foolproof way to get creative with baked goods. Swap out or punch up the spices. In The New Sugar and Spice, A Recipe for Bolder Baking, author Samantha Senavaratna encourages that kind of play in the kitchen. Our contributor, Shauna Seaver, got the details.
Hi, Sam. It's great to talk with you.
Hey, Shauna.
So you and I are both avid bakers, and spices have long had a place in baking. It's actually hard to find a recipe without a splash of vanilla or a dash of cinnamon. But you take a really modern look at utilizing spices in baking. So tell us, what's really new about the new sugar and spice?
Well, I mean, I think the way that we used to talk about sugar and spice, the emphasis was on the sugar. And I think it's time that we start sort of looking at them in balance more and sort of making them work in tandem as opposed to one stronger than the other.
That's such an interesting idea. And everybody wants to talk about cutting back on sugar these days. And in your book, you talk about sugar as a spice in and of itself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as I was starting to do research into the spice trade and how it played out in history, I found out that sugar was once considered a spice. It was sort of as hard to come by as all the other spices. And so people sort of used it in their cooking that way, you know, sparingly and for special occasions. So I thought, you know, nowadays everyone's talking about how sugar is so bad for you. So instead of thinking about it as an evil ingredient, I sort of thought maybe we can just go back in history a little bit and think about a time when sugar was sort of one of the many spices that people used to flavor their foods and sort of reduce its importance a little bit and sort of help it play nice with everything else, you know, give spice a bigger part, basically, in all the recipes that I was creating.
Well, and you do. You have a go big or go home sort of thing with some of these recipes.
I use them very generously. It's true.
I love it. I've made your banana fritters, which are out of this world. And the amount of grated nutmeg you use is kind of startling at first. It's a couple tablespoons, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
well,
a lot.
I want to emphasize, it's freshly grated nutmeg, which is much fluffier and sort of doesn't come across as dusty and strong as pre-ground nutmeg can be.
Definitely. That's such an interesting distinction, using the freshly grated versus what we're all used to getting from the supermarket. You know, who knows how long it's been sitting there, right?
It's true. You know, I have to say, there are some spices that I will condone pre-ground, but then there are some, like nutmeg, where it really, really makes a huge difference if you grind it yourself or grate it yourself.
You were talking a little bit before about the history of spices. And one of the things I find so charming about your book is the way that you really talk about your personal history and your personal connection to spices. And your family, your parents are from Sri Lanka, your extended family as well. And you spent a lot of summers growing up in Sri Lanka, which some of the best spices in the world come from that area. I can only imagine that really influenced your baking and the topic of this book.
It's true. I mean, it's so... I feel very lucky. I had a really magical childhood. I was born in Connecticut and grew up there. And then when I spent my summers back in Sri Lanka with my grandmother and my cousins and my aunts and uncles, I sort of saw a totally different way of cooking and saw things growing, you know, right in our backyard that I had never seen. Avocados grew like crazy, pumpkins, spices. You know, everything. My dad always says you just have to basically drop something in the ground and it just grows. You don't have to do anything. The land is so beautiful and so fertile.
It sounds like paradise. My gosh. And some of that influenced the recipes in the book. I absolutely love the flavors in your grandmother's True Love cake. It sounds so exotic. Tell us a little bit about that recipe.
Love cake is a super classic Sri Lankan dessert. Everybody knows it. Everybody makes it. Everybody eats it. It's everywhere. This version that I made in my book it still has quite a bit of sugar. It's a sweet, sweet cake. But my version has a little bit less, and I've certainly upped the spices. Cardamom is by far my favorite spice, so I put a lot of cardamom in there. You know, it's very fragrant. It's got rose water and honey and almonds, and it just has more flavor than you would ever imagine in such a small bite of cake, but it's magical.
It does sound magical.
You don't need to eat very much. It packs a big punch.
And that's a really good point. So many of your desserts are really about the smaller portion and the huge flavor, which I love. And you've used spices to create not only more exotic, internationally influenced treats, but pumped up versions of more traditional American treats. I've been craving those salt and pepper caramel brownies, and that gingered strawberry rhubarb pie. It just sounds incredible. And it really got me thinking about some of the easiest ways for home bakers to start playing with spices in unfamiliar ways. So what would be maybe a good sort of gateway spice for trying more interesting flavors in baked goods?
Well, like I said, cardamom. I mean, I think cardamom's huge in Europe and Scandinavia and Middle East and South Asia and all over. But for some reason, in the United States, cardamom doesn't really win people over as easily. So I'd say if you have, you know, a favorite cookie that just includes cinnamon, maybe try swapping it out for cardamom. That seems like a nice, easy foray into getting more exotic with your spices.
Ooh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Samantha. It's been great chatting with you.
You too, Shauna. Thank you for having me.
Samantha Senavaratna's book is Sugar and Spice. Shauna Seaver is the author of Real Sweet. Head to our website to find Sam's recipe for salt and pepper caramel brownies and banana fritters. That's splendidtable.org.